Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And we're glad you're here. We're glad that Robert Brands is here. Robert is a new friend, but he's a friend of a friend. He's a friend of Jeff Zabar, and so, as you know, any friend of Jeff Zabar's is a friend of ours. Robert is the president and the founder of Brands & Company, which is an organization that helps companies like yours and mine do what we're going to be talking about today, innovate. And he's the author of the new book, Robert's Rules of Innovation, a 10-step program for corporate survival. Robert Brands, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
Great.
I'm very interested in your choice of words on the title of your book. A 10-step program. Now, I know sometimes publishing companies have more to do with the title than you do, but you or they or both of you chose to use a 10-step program for corporate survival rather than for corporate success. Can you tell me why you chose, why that word was chosen, survival over success?
Yeah, no, that's a great question to start, Jim, because innovation is all about survival. And if you don't innovate, your company ultimately will perish or die. And if you imagine a product life cycle, you know, how you curve up and growth and go to mature, ultimately your product, doesn't matter, your product or service will mature. And if you don't reinvent yourself, you're going to die or perish. So it's just essential.
Well, that's a good answer. And the thing that I think about is innovation, and I think the thing that we need to get across to folks today is you have to innovate. You must innovate, as you point out in the book, regardless of what industry you're in, regardless of whether you're one person at your kitchen table or you got 100 employees on the way to an IPO, you must innovate. But just innovating isn't the last step. That's the first step. You've got to do something with those innovations, and that's where the success comes from, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's so essential, and it's not just a way out of the recession. I mean, if people think, oh, well, do some ideation now, create some new things, and that'll be the way out, that's really the wrong argument.
What do you think, Robert, what do you think prevents people from innovating? You think it's laziness? You think it's complacency? You think it's denial? You think it's fear of failure? What do you think is at the essence of why people aren't innovative?
I think the main crux of it is that we're so busy doing our daily stuff, that we're so focused on answering the phone and just doing what we're doing every day, that we're not thinking about the long term and the growth and where is my next growth cycle coming from. And that's really what I want to try and encourage all the entrepreneurs to do. How can I do things different and better so that I make more money or have to really set up the growth for the future? And the key there is to really think about it really, really broad. You know, I mean, people think about innovation typically about a single product or service, but it's so broad. It's even in how you go about servicing your customers or how you set up your company. And so there's really 10 types of innovation that I really advocate that goes from process to offering to delivery to finance, a very, very broad approach. Now, the key thing, if you think about process and you think, so what would that mean or how do I do that? Well, if you're a provider of a small product that can be sub-assembled before you provide it or deliver it, or if you look at basically in how you approach kind of people that you hire, look at Starbucks. They really were about it very smart, hiring intelligent people behind the counter and that can help the customers better. So it's very broad innovation approach.
Right. Absolutely. One of the things that I want to come back to this idea of the essence, though, of innovation. When I'm concerned, you said a minute ago about people being so close to what I'm going to call the execution and so close, you know, they're so busy making a living, so busy doing what they're doing that they don't think about the future. This is where I think a lot of small business owners need help, and that is getting themselves outside of their four walls, somehow getting their minds up to 30,000 feet and focusing on where they're going. Innovation can leverage off of what you're doing in the trenches, but where you're going, you've got to be able to combine that with being able to see where you're going, and that takes getting your mind outside your four walls and seeing about and checking on the influences around you, the marketplace, the industry, your competitors, what your customers want, all those things, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, and it isn't. And I think the smaller entrepreneurs are very much afraid of this corporate approach. But for the larger companies or the more structured companies, it's all about vision, mission, and strategy. What do I want to be when I grow up? But when you're a smaller company, you need to try and pull yourself out of your normal daily engagement, and really take some time to think about that. Okay, where can I take this thing? What can I combine? How can I deliver or increase my customer experience? And sometimes it is as simple as walking the retail space, where if you provide a product, look around it, see what else is there that you could complement or supplement. And the same thing in services. I mean, if you are a pool service guy, there's other things that you can offer. Who knows that you want to have an additional service to wash the windows near the pool? I mean, you got to step back sometimes and just take a cup of coffee, take an hour, sit back and digest and think about it.
Do you think, Robert, that some people think innovation means some massive, huge aha moment, this big break point that we discover and it turns our world around or saves the free world? Do you think some people think that, and isn't that a mistake? Isn't innovation the best innovation? Isn't it very incremental?
Oh, absolutely. And the majority of the innovation are what I call line extensions or incremental innovation. And those are all the small steps, and you can get very comfortable and start with those. It'd be great if you have a breakthrough idea and ideally make it patentable, you know, so you're really protected. But those are far and few between, and they're very hard to get and tough to get through. But if you can already get a mindset of how can I do things differently and better to be more efficient and make more money and do better on my own, that's really the first step. It's a mindset.
Right. Robert, give us your website, please.
The book website is robertsrulesofinnovation.com, and that shows all the imperatives.
Right. robertsrulesofinnovation.com. We're going to take a quick break, folks. 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.